Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey everyone, it's me, Derry, your genderfluid ESGM. What you're about to listen to is Doomsday Dawn, Dice World's first foray into podcasting way back in 2018. We are re-releasing the first chapter of Doomsday Dawn, The Lost Light, as a buffer between Kingmaker and Extinction Curse, as something to give you guys as a treat to sink your teeth into while we wait for Season 2. I want to make something abundantly clear, this isn't the same polished stuff you've been getting from Kingmaker. We're a lot more awkward, the sound isn't as great, and we're using Pathfinder 2E's playtest rules at its earliest stage, meaning things are going to get a little bit clunky. But this isn't here to be an audio masterpiece of epic adventures or grand finales. It's a blast from the past and a look back at the show's humble beginnings. Very, very humble beginnings. So, without further ado, I hope you'll enjoy. We'll be uploading a new episode for this series every day for the week until Friday. So stay excited for Season 2, stay in love with Kingmaker, and as always, everyone, keep it rolling.
Do you want to make a podcast, but you're just not sure where to start? Do what we did and try out Anchor.fm. Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. For one thing, it's free. There's also tons of creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. It'll distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and even some places I've never even heard of. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. So yeah, you want to make a show? Go for it. Download the free Anchor app today or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Dice World, the gayest Pathfinder podcast on the planet, where we ask the hard questions like, is it cannibalism to eat an awakened and polymorphed chicken? We're back for our second session. Okay, so a few things first. Immediately after the last session, I did go back and read the dying rules a little closer, and I did mess up. I probably made a few other mistakes. Listen. It's our first try doing second edition. We're all very new to this, and we're all clutching on some stuff from first edition. So, be nice to me. I'm very small and very easily sad. Okay.
Aren't you the tallest of all of us?
I may be 6 foot tall, but that doesn't mean that I'm not, like, small at heart. It is a lot of feet. Watch out for the foot fetishists. They're always
talking. Stop that.
No. Please, yes.
Okay, I mean, we already scared away most of the straight people. like our first few episodes. So let's get right back into the action. So where we left off, we had three adventurers. Zebby the Goblin, Kennick, Sunboy Found Clan, and Emery Menzel had gone to the depths of the Ashen Ostuary, the former hive of Zebby and a few of his friends, who had recently been cleared out by a new goblin leader, or rather, hobgoblin, Dracus the Taker. After fighting a few monsters and sort of going deeper in, you've come to rest for a few seconds after overcoming a particularly fiendish foe. And now you are left in a room with a fountain which was, until just a few minutes ago, corrupted by the blight of the god of monsters. So, you are in this room. There is a fountain in the center, and to the south there is a door, and to the east there is another door. How are you guys all doing? You still have the same HP and spell slots as last time. So you, both of the spellcasters have completely burnt out their spell slots, which will make the future a little bit more difficult for them. How are you all doing?
Zebby almost died, so he's a little shaken, I think.
A little frazzled.
Goblins are used to almost dying. I should put that out there. They're like, oh man, almost died again. Oh well, let's keep going.
Yeah.
But is Zebby a little more sensitive?
Zebby is a little bit sensitive, but also I think it's the fact that he was that close and came right back. Like, whoa, holy fuck.
He got up and says, something's not right here. I shouldn't be awake yet.
Yeah. It's almost like I should have been out a little bit longer.
Yeah, it's almost like God fucked up.
God fucked up and let me live.
Okay, Kennick, how are you doing?
Kennick is... he's mostly fine. He's a little bit... He's down a few hit points, but he's alright. He's not, like, limping. Mm. He's just definitely got in a fight.
Yeah.
But he's not, like... Mm. He's not, like, super in pain.
Okay. And Emery, how are you doing?
Okay, so... she had to do quite a bit of healing. And now that she can't do that anymore, she's kind of stressed out. Like, she could definitely be doing a lot better. So, she's still smiling. She's still slightly optimistic. But on the inside, she's screaming internally like I do 24/7.
You don't have much left for healing wise. Thankfully, our good boy Kennick hasn't used any of his spell points yet, which means he's still got a few charges of Lay on Hands and I believe a potion of minor healing at his disposal. So you should be okay, but you're definitely in a bit of a tighter space than you were before.
Yeah.
So, like I said, you've got the doorway you've just come through, a fountain in the middle, a doorway to the south, and a doorway to the east. Which one do you want to go through?
South.
Hello. Yeah.
South. Okay. As you approach the door to the south and try it, you figure out it's locked.
God damn it.
Any of you have thieves tools or like thievery, like stuff you could like sort of pick the door with, or?
No.
I mean, I can always use brute strength.
Yeah.
That's it's true. The adventure, I had a feeling you were going to say brute strength, but the book doesn't say anything about what you should do with brute strength. I can't.
God damn it, Paizo!
Paizo, some of our players are very good at smashing things.
Just let Kenneth kick it down.
You could probably try kick it down if you want, but...
Yeah. Yeah.
Kick it down.
Oh my god. You don't want to look at the other door at all? You're like,
okay, what's going on with the
other door?
Door to the east.
Let's kick a fucking door down. Who cares?
Okay. Well, actually, Zebby, you're probably particularly anxious because I don't know that you've been. I think you might have been around here, but you haven't been much further, deeper into this place before.
You don't
really know what's going on, or like from much further in.
Yeah, this place is foreign right now.
Hmm. Kennick, the other door is, how do you open it? Because it is, you can, like, when you sort of, like, go check it out, it's not locked. How do you open it? What's the idea?
Kennick stops for a second, and he asks, does anybody, like, need any, like, healing or anything? I can't do a whole ton, but I can do some.
Emery looks at Zebby immediately.
I think I'm... I mean, I'm not good, but I'm alive right now. If you want to do something...
Are you sure? Okay. And he, like, he walks over to him. And he puts his head... He puts his hand on Zebby's head. And he does...
Your hands become infused with positive energy as you lay them on the living target. So they get 1d4 plus your spell costing modifier of HP left, HP back even. So roll me 1d4.
Is it plus the spell casting modifier?
Which would be
is
your
that car- like
which would be cr- your charisma my modifier?
Charisma. Okay.
What's your charisma?
It's plus.
Okay,
two?
So it'd be 1d4 plus two. Okay.
Six.
Shit, you get max HP back, so six. What are you doing up now?
Thank God. What am I doing?
Yeah, like how's your HP? You doing okay?
Yeah, pretty good.
Cool. Okay, so do you want to go try to go through that door?
Yeah, he's just trying to like open the door.
Okay,
a little.
So are you trying to open it like slowly, or what's the idea?
Slowly, I think he's trying to see if there's anything in there before he like busts
okay.
the door down.
Okay, so slowly open the door, and as you sort of crank open just a little bit. First off, roll me perception as you're approaching the door, or I should be rolling. It's a secret check. You sort of glance through. Doesn't seem to be any traps on the door, so you're good.
Okay.
So how do you go through this?
Well, he's trying to like. Wait, there's no.
Yeah, there's not like an arrow trap or something that's gonna blast you in the face. Like those are obvious. You don't see one.
He's trying to see if there's anyone behind the door, so he's trying to open it like slowly.
Okay, you do open slowly. Roll me another perception check, or I will have to do that again, won't I? Okay, one second now. I'm not used to rolling for you. Oh my god. Well, you got a nat 20.
Oh.
So that's me telling you, you see everything. You do see that there are some. You hear the sounds of arguing a little bit deeper into the room. And you hear them talking, saying, "Hey, Blast Boy, give me the meat." And then another goblin says, "No, fuck you. It's my meat, Burner. It's you're not getting the meat." So treat that how you will. You do hear a few voices over there. What do you do?
Sounds important. We shouldn't interrupt.
Kennick sort of turns around and makes a motion with his hands to kind of say that there are people in the next room. He's got a hand on his sword, which he pulls out.
You do know, as you were sort of peeking out, it is a long corridor. Winds around the place.
Just that they're close by. And he opens the door the rest of the way.
How do you open it the rest of the way this time?
Still slowly. He's not, like, trying to make a bunch of noise.
Actually, as you open it slowly, you do notice that there was an alarm. I say an alarm. It's some, like, garbage and trash that's sort of tied on strings above the door. Had you opened it quickly, it would probably have alerted those voices to your presence.
Oh, shit. Oof. I stand being smart.
You do stand being smart. As you enter, this is where you stand, okay? You enter into this corridor. Which way are you hoping to go? Zeb, you have not been here, I don't think. This place is a lot... Like, as you sort of enter... this large sunken chamber is more cavern than worked stone, and the tangle of damp flagstones underfoot provides an uneven surface. Water and slime drips from the walls, seeping in through the narrow cracks above. And you can see sort of like the glow of fire in, I believe it's this room, a little bit to the south, to the north. You can see, like, the glow of fire coming from over there. And you kind of, you guys kind of posit that's probably where those goblin voices are coming from.
Kennick moves so that he's in front of the party, because he doesn't want any of them to get hurt. And
he's valid.
Listen, he's a good fucking boy. I think he, like, lifts his shield, just in case, because it'd be like that. He's trying to stay alive. A rarity in my characters. And, I think he just fucking walks into the room.
Okay. Well, yeah, you see in there, there's actually a good few goblins. There are two, and you kind of assume these guys must have been the ones who you heard arguing. One of them is wearing, like, a little heavier armor than the others. He looks pretty, like, tough. And the other one is, like, he looks a lot more crazy. Like, with, like, sort of wild, darting eyes and, you know, kind of singed skin here and there. And then there's two, like, other regular goblins, like, you know, run-of-the-mill, nothing special about them, sitting on the other side.
So two of them trained in classes. I'm just kidding.
No, actually, they haven't, but good guess. Okay. Zebby, as you enter, you do recognize specifically the two goblins at the front. You know that the tougher one is called Tough Jaw the Rough and Tumble. And the other one is called Singeface the Scrawny. That's a good goblin sound.
Wow,
name.
Okay.
And you know that these guys would once upon a time have been the next in line to become chieftain of the tribe. Not anymore. Not since Drakas kind of scared the shit out of them from ever rebelling. And they look up at you and they go, "Ah, shit!
Ah, fuck!
Zebby, what the fuck? You piece of shit traitor!"
Okay, you don't have to be rude about it.
They do, like, just bolt to their feet. So I want you guys to actually roll. You say you don't like rolling stealth, Kennick, right? You prefer to charge in?
Yeah.
Okay, so Kennick, you roll perception because you're rushing in. Zebby, you can probably choose to roll between stealth or perception because you are sneaking in. Emery, if you want to roll stealth or perception as well, you can.
Perception's higher.
Okay, cool. So, Zebby is rolling 9.
22. What did you get?
Oh my god.
Okay,
so the heavily armored one, Tough Jaw, right? That's what I call him.
Tough Jaw. Something.
Rough and Tumble.
Tough Jaw the Rough and Tumble. Yeah, rough he's very tumble. Proud of that name, actually. Got a 17. Fuck. You guys help me. What was the other guy named?
Something Scrawny.
Singskin the Scrawny, I believe. Oh, he got a nat 20. I mean, it doesn't do anything, but... And then the goblin, the, like, normal jack-off goblins in the background, they're going to... And they get a 10 each. So, Zebby, what was your score?
My score was 9.
9, okay. Kennick, 16? Yeah, Kennick, 16. And Emery, you got a 22.
Yep.
And I'm just going to flick a coin. Okay, so it's actually going to be Tough Jaw, the Rough and Tumble, who's going to go first. And he's going to actually pull out his short bow, and he's going to try fire it at Kenny. That's a 24. Okay, so I assume that's a hit, right? Is that a crit against your touch AC?
Wait, does having your shield... No, because I had it... When I walked into the room, I had it raised. Does that raise your AC?
Did you have your shield raised for your AC?
Yeah, what does that do to my AC? Does that
That would give a plus two to your AC.
Oh, it's not a crit. It's not a crit, then.
Okay, cool. So you only take... And you're still using your reaction to reduce this damage?
Yep.
Okay, so you only take 6 damage.
All right.
Okay, cool. And he's then going to scuttle back deeper into the room. Emery, it is your turn. What do you do?
Let's see what she can do. Oh, okay. They're all within 30 feet, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you do have your reach spell if you need to.
Ah, that's right. Cool. Okay, so she's going to use one of the spells that I haven't used yet called Tanglefoot.
Is that a level 1 spell?
It's a cantrip.
Oh, shit. Okay. Cool. I haven't heard of this before. What's it do?
A vine covered in sticky sap appears from thin air, flicking from your hand and lashing itself to the target. I have to attempt a ranged touch attack. Yeah.
Is it a ranged thing?
Uh-huh.
Is it everyone within a radius, or what's the story?
It's one person? It's just a range against one target.
Okay, so who are you going to go for? Tough Jaw, the Rough and Tumble, Singe Skin, the Scrawny, or two of the Jackoff Goblins?
She's going to go with Tough Jaw because he's scuttering away.
Okay, cool. So, that'd be 3 actions if you want to hit him from where you're standing.
Okay.
Okay, so make a ranged touch attack.
17.
That is a hit. Go for it. What happens?
So basically what happens is Emery raises her hand and from like where she's standing at her feet, a vine, like, you know how in movies, like when vines sort of rush at you, they kind of just like move upwards and then dig down and then keep going upwards. That kind of happens. And it dives deep, like where, like in front of where Tough Jaw is standing, and then bursts up to like entangle him completely.
Oh shit! Okay.
So basically, what happens is he either has to make an acrobatics or athletics check against the spell DC to remove being
entangled.
Okay.
And what does he do if he doesn't? Is he entangled? What's the story?
Yeah, he's just entangled. Can't.
Holy shit! That's pretty cool for a goddamn cantrip. Okay.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's your turn. It is now... I believe it's actually the Rough and Tumble boy. Not Rough and Tumble. Singe. Singe Skin the Scrawny. Chitters. And Zeb, you know this guy's just fucking nuts. Screw this guy. So he raises his hands. And you see fire flare from it as he tries to blast the only target within range right now, which is Kennick. Make me a reflex save against this evil, evil boy's blast of fire.
17.
Okay, yeah, that saves. So you're only going to take half damage from this spell that he is casting. Okay, so that is, you're going to take half of this, which is, give me a second. You take 4 damage.
Oh.
And that's his turn because he did have to scutter a little closer to you. It is now your turn, Kennick.
Okay. Kennick's gonna heal himself a little bit.
Okay. If you do that, you're going to need to, like, drop all your weapons and...
I mean, yeah, like, I'm on 4 HP.
To do that, you'll have to drop your weapons, cast Lay on Hands, pick up your stuff, and I believe you'll have 1 action done. So, yeah, roll.
Great.
Okay. So, you restore 3 HP, and you are now... back up to 7 HP. You have 1 action left. What do you do?
He goes back into the corridor a little bit.
Okay. Good call. Let me see. It's the 2 goblins' turn. And I think they're not actually going to attack yet. They're just going to position themselves in strategic locations to, like, get ready to attack you, and they pull out their own weapons as well. So they've got, like, their... they've got, like, crossbows pointed at the doorway. Zebby, it's your turn. What do you do?
I don't have anything to do.
You've got, like, Inspire Courage and a few other things that might be useful cantrip-wise. Otherwise, you do have your weapon as well.
I do. So... Zebby's gonna do Inspire Courage.
Okay. So with Inspire Courage, I believe that gives everyone a plus one to everything melee, and also to saving throws against fear effects.
Does it also give you an AC? Damage rolls.
Oh shit, okay.
And saves against give you a... fear.
Okay, cool. Okay, and it's now Tough Jaw. Tough Jaw is struggling in these vines. He has to make a reflex save, did you say?
Acrobatics or athletics.
Okay, let me see. He's gonna... I mean, he doesn't have great acrobatics, but his athletics is... Oh, no. I mean, they're the same, so it's just a... He's just gonna roll that. How does a 20 look? Does that... He breaks out of the vines?
I see, yeah, he breaks out.
Okay, he breaks out and he yells, "Son of a bitch!"
He's not happy about it.
And I... Let me see. Is he going to... I think he's gonna try... shoot at Kennick again. Okay, rolling. Okay, so I'm assuming a 7 does not hit Kennick, right?
Oh, no.
Okay. He says, "Fuck!" And I think he darts back into the room a little more. Emery, it's your turn.
Okay. You're probably going to get real sick of me asking this question, but is there anything unattended?
Yes, there is, actually. There is a campfire. And the campfire, as well as, like, obviously having a piece of sharp wood, there's also some, like, you know, just rocks around the place. There's lots of stuff for you here. What do you do?
Okay, so this cantrip is going to be fun to use. Telekinetic projectile, and I'm probably going to go for the sharp wood.
Okay, so you're going to get some of the sharp wood that's sort of scattered around the room. What do you do? What happens?
Damage. So, Emery looks around and she sees like the pierced wood pieces, and she kind of smiles. It's a very devious smile. It's a little scary. So she snaps her fingers, and all the wood kind of just like... Well, some pieces of the wood kind of float upwards and start pointing at him. And then she throws her hand out, and they immediately go towards him.
Okay, shit. So what do you have to roll? What's going on?
To do another ranged touch attack.
Okay, cool.
Fifteen
is a hit. Roll damage.
Yes, it does. Okay. 1d10. Swapping 3 damage.
Okay, he takes 3 damage. and he does... He doesn't look super happy about that, actually. That seemed to... I assume you're going for Tough Jaw, right?
Yes.
Okay. Tough Jaw isn't loving that at all. Okay. Is that everything you do?
Yes, because I can't really do anything else.
Okay. It is now the turn for Singed Skin to Scrawny, right? Scutters out closer towards you guys, and he's already cackling again. It's this guy is demented.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to try blast you all. So everyone make a reflex save.
Oof.
Five, all right.
Okay, so Zebby, Zebby and Emery, you both take the full damage. Kennick, thank God you didn't, because we'd be in a bad situation otherwise. Okay, so that is 2d6. You both take 4 whole damage, and Kennick, you take 2.
Okay.
Woo!
And he looks down at his hands, and you can see him, like, doing the mental maths, and he's like, uh-oh. That wasn't very good at all. Kennick, it's your turn.
Kennick picks up his sword. Not a sword. He doesn't have a sword. He has a hammer. I'm dumb.
His hammer, yeah. You take up out his hammer.
He picks up his hammer. And he's gonna smash.
Okay.
Let me check what the roll is. Thank you.
It's a d20 plus 5. I remember that by now. Yeah, a 20 is a hit.
Hell
yeah. These guys don't have that good armor.
All right.
Okay, so that's 1d something plus 4.
It's 1d8 plus 4.
Okay, go for it.
10 damage.
Okay, wow, holy shit. He does take that 10 damage. Do you want to attempt an athletics check to see if you can use your shove on him?
Yeah. Let me check. Is it a plus one or a minus one? I can't remember.
It's a I think it's a plus one. Or yeah, it's a d20 plus 1 because you've got heavy armor on. Or not heavier, but...
Oh, yeah, well, I got a nat 20.
Holy shit, that's
so.
That's a nat 20.
Hooray.
Shove him into the wall.
Okay, so... you push your... with a critical success, you push your opponent 10 feet back. So, which direction do you want to push this sad, sad goblin? Right now, you could push him to the north, back to his friends, to the east, towards that fire, to the west, into a wall, or to the south, towards your allies.
Towards the fire.
Okay, cool. 10 feet... He won't actually land in the fire, I should make that clear. He'll move two squares on the map,
okay.
Basically.
That's still fine.
Okay. So you, like, golf blast this guy backwards.
Okay.
And he lands just in front of the fire, and he says, oh! I can see the fire in my mind. And he's staring, like, directly at the fire itself. He's, look at it swirling around. Oh, my imagination. I don't know where I'm going with this. I'm trying.
You're valid as hell.
Okay, it's the two jack-off goblins' turn now, and they're both going to try to hit you with arrows. Does a 22 hit?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Okay, 4 damage.
Okay.
The other one skitters aside and tries to shoot Emery over your shoulder. And that is a 19. I assume that hits, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doesn't take much.
So, Emery, you take 6 damage.
Okay.
Okay, Zebby, it's your turn.
All right, he's going to shoot arrows back.
Okay, so you're going to take out your crossbow as one action.
Yes.
Okay, so who are you going to try shoot? There's currently the only two that I can think are in your line of sight are the two jack-off goblins.
I'm going to hit the first jack-off.
Okay, go for it.
25.
Oh, shit, yeah, that's a crit is what it is.
Oh, shit, okay.
So that means your bow has the deadly trait. So as well as doubling damage, it also does an extra d10 of damage. So roll it. Oh, wait. Crud, I think that's actually, that's Tough Jaw in your line of sight. Oh. Uh-oh. It's still a crit against Tough Jaw. Okay, so he does only take 2 damage from your thing, and then, okay, no, that is a total of 6 damage, and he does yelp in pain.
I love that.
Yeah, you have another action if you want to try shoot him again.
Alright, I'll shoot him again.
This will be at only a +1 instead of a +6, because it's an iterative attack.
But it's 11.
Okay, no, that time it doesn't hit.
Put my thing down.
And he says, "Zebby, I'm going to get you."
Oh, don't do that.
And actually, it is his turn, and he does hold up his arrow and says, "You're gonna pay."
Zebby screams.
Let me see. A 17 against your touch is a hit, I assume, right?
Yes.
Okay, you take 1d8 damage.
Great.
That's 4 damage. Okay. Emery, it's your turn.
Okay. You know how I said that she was stressed but still kind of smiling on the outside? She's no longer smiling. She's just stressed. Okay. Okay, so she's gonna... she's gonna use the same cantrip, and instead of the wood chips, it's gonna be a rock this time. Throwing it at the same target.
Still strong jaw?
Yep.
Okay, go for it. Okay, so that is a 13. That hits his touch AC. Okay. So, roll damage. Okay, so, what happens?
Well, she's... I think after Zebby kind of saved her life and she saved his, she kind of thinks that Zebby's pretty all right. And she wasn't happy with him saying that he's going to get Zebby. So she takes a rock and flings it right at his head.
And that rock goes right in one ear and right out the other. And you hear... Tough Jaw go, and you don't hear him say anything else after that as he falls to the ground, blood oozing out of him.
Zebby jumps up and down.
God.
his eyes do like the Steven Universe thing where they go like stars.
Which is impressive because he doesn't have pupils.
Yeah.
He just manifests.
Okay. He gets at people for the sake of being anime.
For a single second.
Okay, it is now Singed Skin. He rolls towards Kennick again, that mad look in his eyes. He's not burning his hands this time. He just takes out a weapon and he tries to sort of hack at Kennick's legs. So, you don't have your shield up, by the way, Kennick, so you don't get that +2. Okay? Let me see. A 6 does not hit your AC, I assume.
No.
Is that a crit fail, or are you good?
It's a regular fail.
Okay, cool.
Just barely.
Okay, so that's all his actions, and he looks up at you, and he goes, "Ah, shit." Kennick, it's your turn.
Kennick, he's gonna heal himself again. Real quick.
Okay, go for it. So you drop your stuff.
Yep.
Okay. That's for free. Then you heal, so lay on hands.
Okay. He's got 5 HP now. That's good enough.
Okay, 5 HP. And you... pick up your stuff, so you've got 1 action left. What do you do?
It's my +5.
Yeah, that's a hit. Roll damage.
1d8 plus.
Okay, so you rolled a 16 there. And with 6 damage, tell me how you do this.
Kennick, I think his turn goes a little something like this, where it's his turn. He puts a hand, he throws his weapons down, puts a hand on himself, picks his weapon up, and just like slams it to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Into the skull. Okay. I don't know.
And with that, probably. You. Is that all?
Yeah.
Okay. You do remove his head completely with a hammer, which is the most bitching thing you can do with a hammer. And he is gone. He is super gone. You see this body sort of tumble to the floor in a messy splash.
Ew.
Okay. The two goblins are now very afraid of you. They're going to try go for Emery and Tazebi. So, goblin number... A 10 does not hit your touch AC, I assume. Okay, so the one that was going for your touch AC pulls that. He's going to try again because he doesn't know what else to do. Okay, does an 11 hit?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, cool. He's panicking now, and he's gonna try one last time. And he shoots one last arrow with a... That's gonna be a really low... Yeah, no, that's a crit fail. Because that should be at a minus 9. The other one's gonna try shoot Emery, so he's gonna scuttle out to the side a bit, which is one of his actions. And then he aims his arrow... And okay, that is a 15. How does that look against your touch AC?
It hits by 3.
Okay, cool. Let me see. 1 damage. Are you okay?
5 HP. We're good.
Okay, shit. And he's gonna try attack again. Okay, that is a 10. Does that hit your touch?
Nope.
Okay, cool. Zebby, it is your turn. What do you do?
Okay, so Zebby is going to shoot at this little bitch.
Okay.
And
which little bitch? The one closer or the one further from you?
Closer.
Okay, cool. Go for it.
That's a nat one.
Okay. That is a nat one, so you don't shoot him very well, actually.
I don't.
I mean, it doesn't look like there's any fumbles for getting a nat one on attack rolls, so you should be okay.
All right, I'm gonna try that again with a plus one. 12.
I believe it's maybe a hit. No, it's not. Their touch AC is 13.
All right, that's fair.
Okay. Emery, it's your turn. What do you do?
So there are still more objects, right? Like I can.
Yeah, there's tons of objects
around
here. This place is full of rocks. It's full of stuff that could explode, etc.
Explode, you say?
I mean, no, not explode. There's no grenades lying around here.
Damn it, Terry, you got me excited. Okay, just gonna keep throwing rocks then.
Okay, go for it.
Actually, no, she's gonna throw the campfire. Fuck it.
Oh my god. Okay, more logs, right?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Nat 20.
Okay, so you will do double damage on this. yeah, roll it.
Okay,
so you'll be rolling 2d10 instead of 1d10.
Ugh. 11.
Tell me how you do this, because these guys don't have 11 HP.
Well, she's getting very frustrated with this fight, just with goblins in general, except for Zebby. He's cool.
Yeah, Zebby's cool. All our goblins fuck you.
So she looks at the campfire and she says, "Okay," and she lifts it up with a snap, She throws her hand, and the campfire goes from one end of the room to the other in the goblin's face.
Yeah, and this guy is like... He falls to the floor with a load of like sharp wood shrapnels sticking out of his face. It's not pleasant. So that's another goblin down. There is now a singular goblin left. And Kennick, it's your turn.
Oh god.
It's all I can do.
Kennick makes a beeline over for this goblin.
Okay. And does he say anything?
No, I think he's too busy in pain.
Oh yeah, he's not looking too hot.
No.
How much HP is he on?
Five. He's on five.
Yeah, five is not super good. With a 13, that is a hit just about. Roll damage.
Twelve.
Oh. Max damage.
Tell me what happens, because... Yeah.
I think that Kennick, like, sort of ran up to this guy with a limp. And he just sort of, like... I think he's not really... like, he just sort of swings the hammer in a direction. Probably up.
Okay, so you're going for an uppercut.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you break this guy's jaw, and you also break this guy's nose, as you sort of, like, smash him upwards into the ceiling, and he does die a painful death by the looks of it.
Oh, God!
Sorry, buddy.
You say that to his twitching corpse. And that is the end of that fight. You guys all sort of turn around and look at each other. How are you all feeling? How do you all look?
Zebby looks fast.
Stressed and terrible.
Yeah, I have a feeling you guys aren't looking too hot. That was a pretty tough one, huh?
Yeah, Zebby's looking a mess.
Do you guys say anything to each other?
Kennick says ow.
Zowies.
Zebby seconds that.
Okay. So you're standing there. Do you have anything else you want to say to each other?
Emery sort of chimes in and she says, I think we should get out of here for a second. We probably shouldn't get head any deeper. We all look terrible.
Yeah, I'm feeling half dead.
I don't have any more uses of lay on hands left, so yes.
I definitely can't heal like this either.
Yeah, me either.
Okay, so do you guys want to try head out for a quick rest and sort of
definitely.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you guys retrace your steps, hoping that Dracus won't notice by the time that you come back that half his friends are dead. Okay, so you go up top, and Kaleri and Talia are there. And Kaleri looks at you and says, "Well, did you find the Star of Desna?"
Not yet. We will. We will.
Everything all right? Pardon my gault, but you guys look like shit.
It's because I feel like shit. I'm really sorry. Do you have any healing potions?
Sure. One second. And she goes. And she goes and grabs some potions and says, "These are only potions of minor healing. Are you in any shape to use these?" Which is me asking, "Do you have enough resonance to use all these?" You haven't used any magic items today, right?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so yeah, you're all good. Resonance is sort of like to stop you from spamming like magic healing like this. But she does hand you all a potion of minor healing. So let me get you what that does. You guys don't want to, like, I assume you guys don't want to wait a day and like restore all your cantrips and stuff, because that would be kind of weird in character, right?
I don't think that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kaleri comes back out with some potions of healing, and she says, "Here, drink all of this. It'll hopefully put you in a better looking shape." And that's 1d8 HP for all of you. So roll from that.
Okay.
Bye.
5 HP for Zebby.
That's great.
7.
Okay.
Oops, almost rolled that wrong. 6.
Okay, you get 6. And she does give you another tree and says, you know, just in case. This is all I have on me at the moment. And Talga sort of like waddles up and she's like, "Hey, Zeb, did you get the gold yet?"
Not yet, but I'm close to it. Don't worry.
What's the hold up?
I know. I just almost died. Don't worry.
That's not an excuse, Zeb.
I know.
And she like
sort of
points at her wooden leg and says, "Can't you see I'm not able to go adventuring for myself?"
Talga, I got it. Don't worry. Okay, I got it. Anyway.
Don't mess this up, Zebby. You know how it is.
I know how it is. Don't worry.
Okay. Be safe. Don't die. And get that gold for me, because you're the only way I can get gold.
I got you.
Oh my god.
Okay. And you two, do you guys decide to sort of get back in there?
Yep.
Do you want to say anything else to Kaleri, to Talga, or are you all good?
Emery goes up to Kaleri and she says, "Thank you for the healing potions. I really appreciate it."
I mean, I would prefer you didn't die down there. Not only because you're doing a job for me, but I don't particularly like sending people to their deaths. It's not one of my favorite hobbies, she says with a weak smile.
Oh, I sure hope not, but thank you.
Kanik, do you have anything to say? Or are you good?
Kanik is like, I promise we'll get the
Star of Destiny.
Yeah, we'll get it. Sorry for the hold up.
Don't worry. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do this myself, so it's very impressive that you're able to do that. So thank you so much. And Talga says, "Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
You're doing a great job, you guys."
I have no idea what you're thinking us for, but okay.
Oh. No reason. And she winks at Zebby. No reason.
Zebby winks back. He's like, "Shh."
And they like sort of, they sort of wink and shh each other. You guys can see this.
Kenick looks to Emery and he's like, "What the hell are they doing?"
"I don't know, but whatever it is, I don't, never mind, I don't want to know."
You know what?
Okay, so, you guys get ready to go back down into the dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And down back into the depths you go. You retrace your steps through the sewers, through the ossuary, through the fountain, and find yourself more or less back where you started. You are in the winding corridor which led to this group of goblins, and now find yourself faced with some more tangling routes. One goes down to the south, and one stops halfway through and goes further to the east. Where do you want to go?
Go chronologically.
What's that supposed to mean?
What does chronologically mean here?
Zebby says I'm character, and the other two stare at each other.
No,
what?
Doesn't.
No, yeah. Make decisions in characters. Better to do that by talking to each other.
Okay, so Zoe says we should go through the first door we see, right?
That would be a pretty good option.
I mean, sure.
Let's do that then. Come on.
Okay.
Kind of pushes him.
Okay.
Not very effectively, because he is very small. So is that the door to the east?
Yes.
Okay. and you sort of push your way in. This room is circular. A narrow flight of stairs wind downwards, descending into a circular chamber. Stone biers line the wall, but the bodies that may have once rested upon them now lie scattered across the floor. And there's a few skeletons, like, sort of just draped around the floor.
Huh. Just a few.
Yeah,
lovely.
About five.
Lovely.
Just for decoration.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys go deeper into the room, or what do you see? What do you want to do?
Yeah,
all right.
Okay.
Emery's gonna go too, but she's very on edge. She's looking around. She's making sure nothing's gonna pop out at them.
And sure enough, as soon as you start like walking in, the skeletons at the bottom start to animate and like rattle. Really.
Emery looks at the skeleton. She goes, "Son of a bitch."
Okay, and they sort of like, they don't make any noise because they don't have windpipes anymore, but they sort of eerily crackle at you and start like crawling towards you. What do you guys do?
Kennick.
Sebi doesn't like that.
Kennick makes an executive decision, and he grabs Sebi, and is like, "I'm not dealing with this." And he pulls.
Emery looks at Kennick.
He pulls Zebby.
Emery looks
by like not. He's not like being violent about it. He's not an asshole. He's just like an older brother. He's just like, this is not happening. He pulls him out of the room, and he's like, not today.
Zebby like, oh, whoa.
Okay. And actually, Zebby, you see as Kennick leaves the room. You see the skeletons which had animated just sort of crumple and fall back to the floor.
My god, they despawned.
No, it's not that they despawned, it's just that they sort of went back to sleep. It seems like they don't really have a desire to leave their final resting.
They don't care that much. They only care a little bit.
Okay. Right. So... what do you guys say to each other? Get some in-character interaction going.
Thanks, Kennick.
Emery is like following them back. She like shuts the door immediately. She's like, "Fuck that."
Kennick's like, "Sorry about that." And he puts Zebby down, and he's like,
"It's okay."
He's like, "I just didn't. I saw there were like five, and you just died like." You almost died like three times or something. And
oh yeah, I was totally gonna die again.
And I didn't. I really don't want to see you die that much.
So be like
that much?
I'm kidding. I don't want to see you die at all. So I just left. Oh, they're not following us though.
Zebby feels the friendship in his heart.
Kennick feels some heartburn. I'm kidding.
Fuck off.
Kidding.
Wow.
Okay, so there is now still only a door to the south.
Kennick's like, we should go down the next door, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you see that.
Okay. And you go further to the south. And here, there stands a tall stone statue depicting a beautiful woman in ceremonial robes standing in an alcove. The woman clutches a dagger with one hand and holds an hourglass in the other. Red sand swirls within the hourglass. Try saying that three times fast. moving of its own will. I want you. You guys can try roll religion actually for this.
I got.
Zebby's a heathen.
Zebby doesn't have very good religion then?
He has -3.
Okay.
That's my biggest mood. How's the 17 do?
Yeah, you know that statue is a statue of the goddess Pharasma, goddess of death. The afterlife, amongst other things. And you know, she's kind of the person you were earlier on sort of removing the horrible influence of from that, or the person you were removing the horrible influence for that fountain, she is probably the place that, like, this place is an ossuary. Mm-hmm. It seems that this place is probably, like, you know, people wanted the place to be safe and blessed. They didn't want goblins down here.
Yeah, I can see
but
why.
Sometimes we can't always get what we want, it seems. And she stands there imposing. So what do you do?
Well, first of all, Emery looks at the statue and she goes, oh, she's pretty.
Kind of smells Wallowa activity. He, Kennick, I think, I don't know what he does. I think he explains that it's for asthma, to a confused-looking, Zebby.
Thank you.
Because sometimes you just need to educate your friends on religion in the middle of a dungeon crawl.
That's the paladin way.
Yeah.
What is Kennick, who's a very holy person, obviously, what is Kennick's opinion on Farazma?
I think he respects her.
Okay, that's fair.
I don't think that he really likes to think about her all that much because of the fact that she's, like, a goddess of death. But, like, I don't think that he has any, like... I don't think he dislikes her. I just think that he... I think he mostly thinks about Torag.
Okay. As you step past the statue of Farazma, can mm-hmm. out of the corner of your eye, you see something.
Mm-hmm.
The hourglass in her hand, the red sands within, are starting to shake. Like, the hourglass is starting to shake really quickly, almost like the sand is trying to break out.
Kennick... I think he's gonna, like... He definitely, like, yells. Or not yells. He says loud enough for the others to hear that they to, like, duck or something. Be careful.
And just as you say that, Kennick says, duck! And the hourglass explodes. And the sand within starts swirling rapidly. So, everyone roll initiative to avoid to deal with this trap.
Fuck.
Okay.
10.
Nat 20.
14.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, so, Emery, the sand starts, like, spilling out, and soon it covers the entire room. It's starting to fill the corridor for 10 feet in each direction. So that means that you are probably just out of its... No, actually, no. You seem to be just about in its reach. The sand is swirling and going down your throat. Roll me Fortitude.
Oh, no.
All of us?
No, just seven.
14.
14. No, not just... Not just too short. The sand spills down into your throat, and you start choking, taking 1d6 damage, which is... 3 damage.
Okay.
Okay. Next in the order is... It's Kennick. Kennick, this sand is, again, spilling all around you. Oh, wait, no, feck. Emery, what do you want to do on your turn?
Can't you get out of there?
Yeah, you can run.
She's gonna fucking run.
Okay, which way are you running? What are you doing? There's the north, there's obviously deeper into the chamber if you wanted to.
Run to the north, I don't know if she wants to be anywhere near the sand right now.
Okay. And So you just rush past the statue. Coming back in. You just rush past the statue.
Yep.
Okay. Kennick, it's your turn. Roll Fortitude or choke on sand.
One second.
Please don't choke on sand.
Expert is plus two, right?
Yes.
Thank you. 22.
Okay, 22, you super good, don't get choke on the sand. You, like, hold your breath and just rush through.
Okay.
And, Zebby, what do you do? You gotta roll Fortitude or choke on sand.
I'm gonna try and roll Fortitude.
Are you sure you don't want to choke on sand?
I'm sure. I rolled a fucking 9.
Yeah, you choke on sand.
Great, it tastes good.
Okay,
crunchy.
Oh god.
You only take one damage, in fairness. Most of the sand seems to be a little higher, but you still like gag.
Six HP.
I assume you rush through.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And you find yourself in a bigger room now. The door here, as you rush forward, you find that the door is locked, actually. None of you have any Teeve stuff, right?
Nope.
Okay, well, you're still going to have to, looks like you're still in order because the sand is still swirling all around you. Kennick, do you want to try the other thing you talked about before?
Breaking the door down?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so roll an attack against it.
An attack? Well... Mm-hmm. Pulls up his hammer. Good thing that he has a hammer, which is great at smashing things.
You'll still need to roll a fortitude save to avoid choking on something.
That's okay. 18.
Okay, yeah, that's a hits the door. Real good. Roll damage.
10.
Okay. Actually, I think... I'm looking at, like, the hardness for doors and stuff. I think that straight up just demolishes the door in one go.
Yeah, Kennick's like that.
roll Fortitude so you don't choke on this sand.
Okay.
What did you roll?
Rolled a 6.
Okay, you do choke on sand. Take 1d6 damage. Okay, that is a 1 damage. Super good. Okay, the rest of you, I assume, pile in, trying not to die.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. okay, you blast in. And the room that you're in now, it looks like it's a shrine of some sort. Or at least it might have been long ago. Its contents are now a ghastly mockery of its former purpose. To the south, an altar raised dais is surrounded by mosaics depicting a stern woman with long flowing white hair, all of which has been slathered in filth and gore. The whole area reeks of decay and cloying, clotting blood. And standing at the altar is a hobgoblin. His back is to you. As he seems to be doing something. And you see him move to the side a little bit as he hears you enter. And you see what was on the altar that he was obscuring his body. The corpse of a goblin.
Oh, no.
With okay. A huge bloody hole in his neck.
And it goes, hey, what the fuck?
The hobgoblin turns back to you with blood oozing from his mouth.
Don't like it.
He was drinking the blood.
Okay.
Gross.
He turns to you and you see how he was drinking the blood. His tongue is not that of a hobgoblin. It is like a tube with tree prongs.
Kennick thinks the about how much he'd like to go home now.
And he...
Emery's just looking at him like, what the fuck?
He turns and says, what? Oh.
And he, like, sort of slips the tongue back in, and it turns into, like, when he slips it back out, it's just a regular hobgoblin tongue. And he says, well, I wasn't expecting guests, was I now?
And we weren't expecting that, but, you know,
yeah,
life sucks
shit.
Like that.
You barge into my private sanctum. Zebby. Zebby Pantscrapper.
That's not my name!
You've come back to me. Were you that desperate to join your friends? Look,
and he holds up the goblin he was drinking. Each one of your guards and gnomes, pals.
Oh, god damn it!
Prudy was a delicious snack.
And he drops it onto the floor, and you see his body sort of shift for a second. Like, unnaturally. And he's back, it was more like a video game glitch, except organic.
Don't like that.
And he
the
says,
Matrix in real life.
Yes. Not so much Matrix, more like imagine, you know, like when you're playing like a Unity game and the models just fuck up entirely.
Yeah, they do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
He does that for a second. And he's staring at you and says,
how you got past the entire base, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I suppose I'll need to move on to a new gang after this, but such is fate.
And his body flickers again.
This and he guy says, is not a goblin. He doesn't like that.
He says, and you've probably figured, Zebby, I'm not what you think I am.
I didn't think you were a goblin.
And his body shifts. And his face, it's like his face was being molded with, like, plasticine. All the features just vanish. His body turns from green and scaly to just this, like, bland, skin-toned, lumpy mess. And you see a monster standing before you.
Oh, he's ugly.
Let me try to figure out what you'd roll to figure out what this thing is. I think a cult would be a pretty good one for this.
Okay.
So roll occultism and use it for recall knowledge.
19.
Okay. Emery rolled a 19. Emery, you know that this is not a hobgoblin. This is a creature known as a faceless stalker.
Oh my god.
Fuck.
Fuck.
Oh god.
And you know that these things are shapeshifters. And what they love to do is to use their tree-pronged tongues to soak the blood out of their prey and consume it.
That's fucked.
Well then.
And he says, I shall enjoy one last drink before moving on and starting anew. And I want y'all to roll initiative.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.